getting out today. You leave on the 22nd, shipping back to Iraq. You're in stop loss.
I'm Brooke Kowecki, WRPR News. The terrible news of being forced to go back to Iraq was depicted in the recent film Stop Loss. However, for today's military men and women, the movie is actually their own reality. I spoke with specialist Allison DePola about this policy. In your definition, what is stop loss?
Simple definition would be your unit is supposed to go on a deployment. And from the minute that stop loss starts, you cannot get out of that deployment.
Credited at the end of the film Stop Loss, an estimated 81,000 troops have been stop lost. Specialist Justin Nielsen returned from a 15-month tour in Iraq in October 2007.
Anyway, 4 months prior to my ETS, which stands for end time in service, I would be deployed back to Iraq on a new set of orders. I cannot end my time in service until I complete my duty on those orders.
So 9 to 12 months of you being in Iraq is actually you supposed to be out of the military.
That is correct, ma'am.
Nielsen explains how some feel like stop loss is the Army's way of cheating.
Some of them take it pretty hard. They feel like they're getting cheated. You know, they sign up for a certain amount of time, and they're being required to go past what they signed up for.
As DePola is prepared to face her fiancé's stop loss head on, she can't help but be scared.
I mean, if something does happen, what are you going to think? Wow, he should have been out. He shouldn't have been there, and he shouldn't have been hurt. He shouldn't have been killed. And
as stop loss continues to affect thousands of men and women in the military, we can only lend our undying support and keep our prayers consistent as they continue to put their lives on the line. I'm Brooke Kowecki, WRPR News.